This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. A new sexual health clinic has just opened in Cross Hills near Skipton, with more due to open elsewhere in the county soon. The service is provided by Your Sexual Health, and we've been finding out more from Dr. Catherine Shire.
The other thing that we have recently set up is online testing, so people are able to access self-testing kits from our website. It's all free. So if they go on our website, they can order tests, which we can send out in the post to them with instructions of how to do it and post them back to us. And then we text the results to them usually about a week afterwards. So they don't even have to come into the clinics to do that. That's only for people that don't have any symptoms, however. You know, if they're worried about symptoms, we definitely need to see them. But a lot of STIs, they don't have symptoms, and so it is really important that everybody does screen on a regular basis, because you can have them and not have any signs or symptoms and not be aware that you had anything.
So any teachers or parents who aren't really sure how to approach the subject, what would your advice be to them?
I think everybody's very different, isn't it? And it depends what sort of a relationship you have with your children, what your pupils are. But I think just being generally sort of open and willing to discuss things with young people. A lot of them are actually very keen to discuss things with parents and teachers. It can be embarrassing when you first do it. But the important thing is not to let that put you off, and to actually, you know, be willing to have that conversation. And if you don't know the answers, which, you know, there's an awful lot of things that we wouldn't necessarily be able to answer ourselves, but have the tools to be able to sort of signpost people to be professionals that can help. So most schools have access to school nurses, and obviously there's our website is available to signpost people to, and that's got an awful lot of information about STIs and contraception and links to other websites, you know, for more specialised sort of needs that young people or anybody may have.
Okay, so anyone who would like to get more advice or would like to speak to someone at Your Sexual Health, what's the easiest way to get in touch?
There's a variety of ways. So we have a central telephone line, which is for everybody, which is actually based in York. And there's always a duty nurse available to speak to anybody if they ring that number, or they can obviously book appointments. There's also a contact form on the website, so people can actually sort of write messages if they want some answers to questions, and we can message them back or leave their phone number and we can call them. So we can do telephone consultations for certain things if it's difficult for them to get in. And we have a mixture of appointments and drop-in clinics. So all our clinics at times and venues are all on the website for the whole county, and opening times, so people don't have to necessarily book an appointment. They can just come to a drop-in. Some of them are quite busy, so it's important to be, you know, prepared that you might have to wait if you come to a drop-in. But even if people just want condoms, condoms are free from our service for anybody that would like them, so, you know, they don't have to come and necessarily be interviewed and tell us their whole story, or necessarily even get tested. They can just come along for free condoms or and emergency contraception and things like that.
What's the website address?
So the website address is yoursexualhealth.org.uk, and Your Sexual Health is spelt Y-O-R, then sexual health, so it's all one word. All our services are, apart from being free, they're completely confidential as well, so we have no communication through our records or anything with anybody in the schools, any GPs, any hospital notes. So although we have computerized records, they're completely separate to all the GP and the hospital records. So it is totally confidential. The only time we would not necessarily be able to keep something confidential would be if we thought somebody was at risk of harm. And then that's a different issue, if it was a safeguarding issue or something like that. But it's very, very unusual that we have to do that.